member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
PodRiot.com.
This is punky.
Goopa, Goopa.
Fucking hell.
What's going on there?
I don't know.
That's been really loud.
Oh, well.
That's now exceptionally loud.
Whoever's listening to this, have just woken up.
Yeah. Welcome.
Fucking hell.
It's Punky. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
I'm Tony Hearn.
And we've got a guest.
Yes.
Hello.
Fucking
what?
Hell.
What?
That is the nicest. That's the nicest hello we've ever had on this show.
Is it?
I am sorry that the show is a day late. It's my fault. I've been fucked ragged.
Really?
In Amsterdam. Clickety-click. Show! Podcast is a kind of future, I think. So, you're Joe.
Yes.
You're Joe. Is there anything you'd like to say at the start of the show?
I'd like to say that you're both a couple of fucking piss mops.
Oh, well, bless.
That's the sound file for TTN, if ever there was one. So, look, I will be talking about my Amsterdam excursion,
okay.
Of course. Tone, did you do anything over the weekend of any import?
No.
No. So, big surprise there, Joe.
Yes, actually, I can tell you that I went out on a hen night in Nottingham dressed as a Moulin Rouge woman, which basically means I was an old-fashioned prostitute for the night.
Cool.
Fucking wonderful.
Nice.
Yes.
Hey, and did you get any old-fashioned cock while you were there?
There was plenty of old cock.
And?
bit stinky.
Yeah, did you get any around the mouth?
No.
No.
It's very cheesy there, but I'm very careful like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got the hang of it now, you see, quite literally.
How about you, Tony? Did you get any cock at the weekend?
No.
Can I just say?
Why does she think for 1 minute I'm going to let her speak whenever she wants? Fucking spastic. Can I just say?
And I thought
you are,
she knew
Tone?
You.
Yeah, you can shut up as well. Not really. Yeah, what, Joe?
I wanted to say that I'm a bit disturbed by how health conscious Tony is.
Yeah.
Because tonight he said, he made a cup of coffee and I said, can I have milk and two sugars? And he said, that's like syrup, whilst eating an apple. And then he said that he'd rather be in bed at 12:30 on a Monday night. How boring's that? You should be concerned.
No.
It's true. We shouldn't have let her talk, should we?
Should we play the first one? An apple would be a nice thing to eat.
Yeah. Are you just going to break out into fucking chat all the time, you two now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought I'd have a little...
You Mate, invite a woman into the studio and you want to shut up.
I invite a woman into the studio for the simple reason that you've never seen one.
No.
And finally, you talk to her.
Yeah.
And what do you say to her?
Do you want a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Do you want a cup of coffee? Oh, don't
It's the
have
best
that.
I had.
Oh,
I thought it better than the wimping I normally do.
Did you think...
Hello.
I know what will be great. If I get in touch with my feminine side and say, oh, Joe, two sugars, that's rather syrupy. Just a second in the eyes is a lifetime on the thighs. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck's sake.
So you're back then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we do need to talk about Jeff Ugly Shoes later on in the show because he fancies himself. Okay.
He fancies himself.
Yeah. He fancies himself. He thinks he's some sort of punky fucking
hero. He fancies
his
weirdo, does he? Weirdos.
Yeah. Right.
Jesus.
So, last week's show, the first half we did about Punk Aid.
Yep.
And Punk Aid is on this week. Make sure you go check out our myspace.com/punkyradio. They're on our top eight.
Did it start tonight?
You get information. Yesterday. It's. Well, I don't even know what fucking day
I don't
it is.
Know. I think it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
I think.
It's episode blur.
Blur.
Yeah.
We don't number hours, but we do date them.
We're a day late. Thanks so much to the under-16s for letting us know that. because I've reached 36 years old, and I'm not sure about what fucking day it is. Oh, yeah. So, second half of the show was our... Well, I did like
your
two Finnish bands.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm opening with a Finnish band this week.
Okay.
Right. Now, this band I thought were called Born Tired, but they're not. They're called Disgrace. And the album's called Born Tired.
Are you tired?
And didn't I make a fucking arse of myself when I was talking to their mates about it? I said, hey, I can't believe how many great bands there are out of Turku. They said, like who? I said, well, there's you, and there's Slide Shaker, and there's Born Tired, and they're going, Kiosk, we don't know who Born Tired are.
Kiosk,
we don't know Kiosk. And I go, no, Born Tired, they've got a great new album. And they said, you mean Disgrace? I went, no. I then argued with Slide Shaker about a B-side to one of their own records.
You cock.
I've got to play this. Look, this is a fantastic band called Disgrace, right? from an album called Born Tired. You can find out more about them, disgrace.biz. And if I can go through our 900 MySpace friends...
Really?
I may put them on the top eight this week. This is fantastic. This is Wanda Jackson. You don't know anything about Wanda Jackson, do you?
No.
I'm not going to tell you now. Disgrace and what they've called Tunnel of Love. But
a cunt.
What, sorry?
They're singing about a cunt, aren't they? Tunnel of Love, cunt.
We've let her loose.
We have let her loose.
Jesus.
That's come out of fucking nowhere.
It's true, Tunnel of Love, cunt. It can only mean one thing. Dirty disgrace, dirty.
It could only mean one thing, are you sure?
Cunt. What about back bottom?
Yeah, but no one's going to sing about the brown hole, are they? Well,
never know.
Make sure you stay tuned for song four today. I think you'll find we'll be redefining the Tunnel of Love. It's based, actually. It's based on a Wanda Jackson song called Funnel of Love.
Right.
Right, now there's nothing else.
Which wasn't about a cunt.
Nothing. No.
Just check.
Hey, it might have been.
It might
you
have
never
been,
know.
Yeah. It might have been, yeah.
See, I was thinking Tunnel of Love, as in like a ride in the park.
Well, I wasn't expecting us to have this conversation. Joe, you're never coming in again.
You are too innocent, man.
Maybe I am.
Fucking hell.
It is too innocent. He knows fuck all.
I know, it's disturbing.
Teach him.
Yeah. Do you want to see my Teach Tunnel him. Of Love? No.
It looks like something you'd find by the side of the road.
That bleeds like a shot fox.
That bleeds like a shot fox, yeah. So, you can find out more about them, I'd say, disgrace.biz. Great album. Yeah, Wanda Jackson brought out a song called Funnel of Love that demented our go covered.
Hey, maybe she was talking
ago.
About the penis.
Fucking hell, you're loud. I've had to turn you down again while I'm giving Tony some important information.
Funnel of Love is a penis.
It's a what?
Fucking hell.
Right, Joe.
Brilliant.
It's a good job I'm here to interpret all these songs, isn't it?
We have lots of friends overseas that I think would like you and just you alone say the word penis. After three, one, two, three.
Penis.
Very nice. I can't wait for this to land on your boss's doorstep in the morning, I tell you. Right, so, let's get on with some proper stuff, shall we? Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. When I finish my little description about funnel of fucking love.
Sorry.
You could.
Sorry.
Jesus.
What's the band called?
Crikey Moseley. Disgrace.
Right.
I've learned that.
What's the album called?
I've learned that the hard way. Born Tired.
Oh, just checking.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive, yeah. I've been told in no uncertain terms by six different Finns.
Oh, to be fair, in the front of the cover, it just say the name of the fucking album name.
Yeah. Born Tired.
Letters.
And then you have to look really carefully to see Disgrace, but that's because they're cleverer than we are, no other reason. Yeah, and Domain Argo covered that, and it's just a great song. It's kind of a legendary song in the circles that know, and they have adapted it and done their own version and called it Wanda Jackson, which is very clever. Right, fuck it, that's enough. next up, let's do our latest comments.
Oh, that's me.
Well, it's not just you, in fact.
Is it not?
I've got some latest comments here as well.
I hope mine are better than
yours. Seeing as I've chosen both of them.
Yours are going
to
be better.
No, I haven't. This is random. In fact, we can swap if you'd like to.
No, that's fine.
Deal or no deal?
No deal.
You're the wanker.
Fuck ass.
Right. She's got a beard.
So.
Just like Noel.
Hey, yeah.
Same colour.
I think I might actually go down the Evans Road.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be a cunt.
She's loving that one.
It's because she's just in 4 hours of normal radio.
It's just the
and
same
as let loose.
It's exactly the same
the
as Norm.
It's the Punky Tourette's.
It's exactly the same as Norm. Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just like when Norm was in.
Norm. God, yeah. He's dirty.
That nice old man.
He's rude, man.
Nice old man.
He said things about my mum that I wouldn't ever repeat.
Do you fuck your mum?
Okay, no, we might have you in
no.
again.
No.
Right, so, we'll do...
You're weird.
MySpace latest comments
hey,
first.
Hey, you're the one that fucks your mum.
Right, right, we'll do MySpace comments first, right? Now, on... I love being around this side. Now, which is something you won't hear Tony say. Now, MySpace is... Tony, I can ask you to get involved here, can't I?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right, okay, because I'm loving MySpace, and you're a bit involved in it, but I'm loving it. And thanks to everyone who's added us as a friend. And
so last week
that.
We won 800 friends, weren't we?
Yeah,
at
and we're on...
At close of business.
At close of business. Because Punky is my business.
Punky Inc.
And we've now got 900, cool. Approx. But MySpace, if you'd like to leave a comment for us, the easiest way to do it, really, is on Podcast Alley or MySpace.
Yeah.
Right. So, look, Joe, if it's all right with you...
Mm. Can you hear me? Oh, my mic's back on.
Do you know what?
What?
Yeah. She hasn't even taken a fucking scarf off.
I know. Do you have to be somewhere?
Nowhere.
I'm going to Tesco after this, actually.
Cool.
Whoa.
I did think about going to Matalan, though, as well.
Oh, I did. When I was applying for a new job? now... So, I'll do MySpace comments, then Tony will explain about Podcast Alley.
Yeah.
And then if it's all right, Joe, you'll do the Podcast Alley comments. Because I think they'll be nice in a lovely lady's voice.
Is that what I've got here, then?
That's what you've
okay.
got there,
yeah.
Okay. Right, so, this is on myspace.com/punkyradio. Punky, Paulie, Tony, open brackets, who is not gay, close brackets. I love you guys. My friend Stevie first introduced me to the awesomeness that is Punky, and I've been hooked ever since. The thing is, I don't really curse at all, and I get really annoyed when other people do, but for some reason, I'm really into Punky. Great music and hosts, of course. All of your shows are just brilliant, absolutely hilarious. Spot on. I hope you don't mind my comment too much. Well, not really. I can't really pull off the whole insulting people using the Punky dictionary thing. Anyhow, much love to you from Florida. Cheers. Lifts up glass of orange juice. Sarah.
I don't know why, but I'm scared.
I'm scared.
I don't know why.
I'm scared. Anyone who listens to this show doesn't swear and drinks orange juice is obviously on the verge of killing someone.
Yeah.
I would say.
I'm nodding.
Right, okay.
Which
well,
is really useful on the podcast. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You bastards! It's me again, GJT. I just wanted to drop a line saying that I'll be making a road trip in June or July or whenever Paul goes to Chicago to see him and tell him that you guys' show is the epitome of Smacktardian, piss-mopping, fishtown excellence. Like it.
Nice.
Like it. By the way, Tony, I was just kidding last time. This is from... Well, you've clearly been involved with this bloke,
no.
Tony.
No.
By the way, Tony, I was just kidding last time. I am entertaining the notion that you're not nearly as stupid or smelly as everyone says you are. So don't feel too bad about it.
Aww.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, yeah, I've got a word of the week. If you want to use it, it is, open brackets, drum roll, close brackets, grunge hole.
You is can, that a cunt?
No.
No!
Oh.
You can use, I'm turning her down again, you can use this word to describe your favourite pub. Like, I'm heading down to the grunge hole for a couple of pints. Or someone you find really annoying, like, open brackets, Paul to Tony, close brackets, you completely idiofucktic grunge hole. Will you please shut up? Or you could use idiofucktic as word of the week if you like, whatever. Cheers, read this out, you idiofucktic grunge holes.
Right.
But I'm not having that for word of the week.
I think he left a comment last week. That's why he's mentioning
it. Oh, right. GJT.
I've not been getting involved with him.
Haven't
Certainly.
You?
Certainly.
Well done, you.
No.
Well done, you.
Sticking with fucking a mum, I see, Tony.
I'll say, because this week's word of the week is
I'm going to make your coffee and piss in it.
Well, you're both down. This week's word of the week is a phrase of the week. All right?
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. That's Sorry. Right, yeah. And it's always looking. Now, I have already told you this, but obviously I haven't told the other people.
Okay, well, can we feign surprise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right.
So, me and my gang get to Amsterdam. I will be talking about this later on. But we, as soon as we came out of the station, we walked out and immediately were nearly run over by a bike. Right? This was quite scary. Right? And then this Dutch guy, guys, we guys were fun because we'd come. We're Dutch guys. Guys! Guy turns around and he goes, go, guys, hey, always looking, when in Amsterdam, you got to look around you all the time, always looking. I went, all right, mate, and with that, he walked directly into the path of a tram, which was very, very exciting indeed, and we spent the rest of the weekend just always looking. And the stairs are very steep as well. Still, next comment, sorry. Gooper, you wankers.
Nice.
Your show is surely the greatest thing since sliced bread, or, well, iPods. And you guys are fucking brilliant. After listening to you, I'm always left in giggles and amazement that you actually play real punk, not some, that's easy for me to say, not some bullshit vomit most podcasts play. Thanks, cheers, Alicia.
Bullshit vomit. Nice.
That's not a bad phrase of the week, actually.
I like that.
That's bullshit vomit.
Yeah.
That might get there. You fucks! How could you do this to your listeners? This is from Jeff Ugly Shoes.
Weirdo.
A while back, you mentioned James Blunt on your podcast. Joe, what's your opinion on James Blunt?
I know that you think it's rhyming slang for cunt.
Hey! Finally! She's so easily pleased, Tone. You could be in with a chance. Now, a while back, you mentioned James Blunt on your podcast. I never heard of him. So even though you said he sucks...
I don't believe we use that expression.
No.
I was curious enough to listen to one of his songs. Now I will never get that crap out of my ears. You did say he sucked, but that really isn't enough warning to your listeners. Saying James Blunt sucks is like saying Adolf Hitler was mildly annoying to the Jewish people. Now, I do have to say that one of the people I was with in Amsterdam was a nice Jewish boy.
I thought you were going to say more you were with James later. Blunt.
No. I was with Adolf Hitler.
Fair enough.
I go out with a nice Jewish boy. He's got no foreskin.
I've got nothing. What you got? I tell you, you say Joe's on the show. I had no idea it would go this way.
No. At all. That's it. I can only say on the next poll, when it says, should they be a guest or not, we'll have to do Joe v. Norm, I think, because it's in the bag for that one. So, look, anyway, sorry, Adolf Hitler was mildly annoying to the Jewish people. Yes. Hey, take that as a sound file. You fuckers should have a Let's Kill James Blunt and put him out of our misery day. Oh, and just because I quit saying that Tony's a crotch gobbler is no reason to quit mentioning me on the show. Good work last week, by the way. Cheers, and fuck you for ever mentioning that Blunt shit on the radio. Jeff Ugly Shoes.
I do believe I mentioned James Blunt.
Yes.
Weekly for about a month. Now,
yeah.
Where did he, in that, let's think, I'll listen to him?
I don't know. He's only got himself to blame.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think. Now, Jeff, I am sorry that we didn't mention you last week, and thank you very much for the new CD. And as soon as I get around to putting the new instrumentals onto our thing and sorting out, I've had a bit of a backlog, I've been away, I'm very... Oh, fuck it, I don't need to apologise to him. but we will be playing your stuff soon, Jeff, and thank you very much. Hey, you fucking fucktards. Looking forward to getting home tomorrow and downloading your punky ass show onto my iPod. If you haven't got Is a Twat today, then I want to nominate Paulie B and Unmanly Tony as the twats. Woo! Rock on, you piss mops! Roar!
Who's that from?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
So.
Okay, fair enough.
No, it was from Ems.
Right.
That was from Ems. And me and Ems had a little row last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's all right. We've sorted things out now.
Okay.
basically, we talked about her point of view for a while and decided I was right. So...
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. So, Joe, would you like to do Podcast Alley comments after Tony's explained what Podcast Alley is?
Yeah.
So, Podcast Alley. Basically, an internet site which lists all the podcasts in the world.
Ever.
And that has a top 10 for each category and a whole big top 10. And basically, people cheat. There's a voting system on there. And, well, we say cheat. No, I'm going to say cheat again. They cheat.
Yeah, cheats.
So we want people to vote for us.
Okay.
Because we're not cheats.
Because we're not cheat. And there is a podcast of others called Cry Baby Emo Kids.
There's another one now as well.
Is there?
Piss Rock for Wines have come in.
Oh, bastards.
Fuckers.
So we're now third in the top 10 of music.
And the other brilliant, excellent, well done then podcast, Plan 9 Radio.
Yeah, that's all
right. Who get proper votes.
Is this rolling or does it have like an end date?
It's monthly.
It's monthly,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So you have to vote once a month, basically.
I see.
We're usually top 2-3.
Now
yeah.
You know,
third.
Is it one of those really difficult ones where it'll only take one vote from one IP server
yeah.
per
yes.
month?
Yeah.
What
and
a bitch.
Therefore only one
yeah.
from NTL.
Yeah.
Because they use the same IP. But anyway.
So you need to go around and use loads of different people's computers.
Yeah. She pierces. She pierces when she shouts.
If you have a job with internet connection, then vote at work.
Okay.
And on everyone else's machine. But anyway, if you go to our website, punkyradio.com, there is a vote link at the top of the page. You need to fill in.
You need to be a villain.
You need to be a villain and vote for us. Fill in your email address and add a comment and stuff.
Right. Well done, Tone.
There
it's
you
all
go.
Yours.
Is it me now? Okay. So
now.
These are the latest comments then, yeah? Fucking love ya guys. I fucking love Paul and Tony. You guys fucking rock. Anyways, that's American, isn't it? Because they always stick an S on the end of anyway.
Just get on.
Anyways,
it.
Here I am to say thanks and to keep on fucking rocking and to say I listen to you guys every night and you give me sweet dreams, brackets. Get your mind out of the fucking gutter. I don't mean those types you be. Now, be, in reference to the Punky Dictionary, I think means bell end.
Might do, yeah.
Might do.
That's very
from,
good.
That's from Don't Bother Asking Why.
All
okay,
right.
Another
she's
one.
She's got in references. She's got the dictionary
hold
in front
on,
of
though.
Her.
Mm.
Anyway, the
out.
Next one.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on
hey,
a minute.
What?
She just said she listens to us before bed and has sweet dreams.
Yeah.
And then says, but not that.
No.
Not what? She's polishing. She's
exactly.
polishing.
And she's flicking the bean.
She is flicking
which
the bean.
Which basically means she's fiddling with a bit near her cunt. Let's just get
yes.
that
thanks
straight.
Thanks for that
okay.
one.
Is that her funnel of love?
It certainly is.
No, Paul.
We do one
no,
show a week.
Tunnel.
How can she listen
it's
every
a
night?
Tunnel of love, you twat. Funnel of love is a penis. Jesus
oh, yeah.
Christ. Can
point.
I talk about the next one now?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
I love your show. I listen to it all day during school.
Yeah.
It gets me through the day, laugh out loud.
That.
If only the administration knew. I can never remember all the words I hear, but they seem to come out of the weekends. A little alcohol seems to grease the wheels.
So
thanks.
She's at school and drinking alcohol.
So basically, yep. yeah, you've got an underage drinker.
No, because
hands.
Lots of people call school, like high school, could
that's
be
Maggie,
18
Maggie
or 19.
May.
Oh, yeah, she's 9.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
9?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Move along.
Okay.
She's not fucking 9.
A vote for the weirdest podcast. Keep up the weird work, pals. I'm loving it. Oh, am I being sued now for using Mackie D's slogan? As in, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Don't dare to think of it. That charge is probably going to smell of a cheeseburger. Yucky. Now, that is from... Isn't Im Hamazic Clara?
Yeah.
Right.
She's a regular listener.
A vote for the weirdest podcast.
Really? I'm happy with that.
Well, she's heard a lot of them.
Weird. She clearly hasn't given mental leisure much of a go.
Exactly.
For
I mean, weirdos, I'll give them that. But
yeah,
weird
yeah.
podcast.
I don't mind having a weird podcast.
Yeah, we've got a strange random woman shouting cunt at every 4 minutes, but
yeah,
apart from that, that's not really that weird,
nice.
Is it?
Yeah. Next.
You guys fucking rule. I've found you browsing iTunes. I'm now systematically downloading every fucking single podcast and
hurrah!
Playing them.
Yay!
I'm playing them over my fucking speakers to piss off my smacktard parents. Cheers. And then I think it's Peergree or Pygree. Pygee. P-Y-R-G-I-E.
Purgy.
Is it?
You're Purgy.
Purgy. Oh, fuck,
you're Purgy.
I can't read.
I don't know what it is. It's probably P-Y-R-G-E.
Purgy.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, P-Y-R-G-I-E.
Yeah.
Last one. Nobody's. Oh, no. Hey.
Wonky tits.
Wonky
yes.
tits.
Hey, somebody already put a set of wonky tits on here, so I'll do the bottom half. Doesn't that look like a lady's hips and V-spot? Does it mean the cunt? I guess it could look like...
Quite possibly, yeah.
Dude tucking it. Gumper Gumper to my favourite Oompa Loompa, Kelly.
Yeah, she needs to learn how to say Gooper Gooper.
Yeah.
Maybe it's her own spin on it. Give the girl some credit. She's using her fucking imagination there.
No,
Jesus.
We're not giving the girl any credit at all.
She has got a cunt, though.
Yeah, Lizard King. Right, so... Have you got something to do now, Tone? We ought to get on, didn't we?
Yeah, we'll save twat for next.
All right, all right. So, look, this is next up. This is another MySpace triumph. Right, we've already had some Finnish garage. We've now got some Australian... I don't know. I'd call this psychobilly light.
Really?
But it's really good. It's really good stuff.
Australian?
Yeah, Australian. Bridget Handley. Fantastic. You can find out more about them. BridgetHandley.com. BRIGITTEHANDLEY.com. And how do you spell Mississippi, Tony?
Oh. MISSISSIPPI.
Yes!
Woohoo!
Oh,
right!
Yes! She's learnt it. Oh, fair God, enough. Do you hear that echo? All right, so, yeah, BridgetHandley.com will be in our top eight if I can find it when I trawl through our 23 pages of friends. Fuck it.
Jesus Christ.
This is bitter taste. Well, how about you, Joe?
Let the bitter taste in my mouth. I spat it out, but lingers on in my mind. I wonder why you've been so unkind. And I found out that you've been that way all your life. Got a cold dart down my spine. I stood there shivering.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? Did you like that?
It's a bit slow.
It was a bit slow for you. I thought it was the one that got faster, and it wasn't. I'm going to look. They've got an EP out, Bridget Handley, called Identity. And Alien Movies, Pesticide, Sleeping with a Vampire, and Identity are all quicker than that one. Cool. I just played the wrong one, but I still like it. Joe, how was your shit?
I didn't have a shit. I had a wee.
Oh, did you?
I had a waz.
All right, fair enough.
Can Paul B. Edwards be Is a Twat this week because he just played the wrong fucking song?
Well, no, that would make me the twat every week, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
It's always some mistake. If you listened to the show, you'd know.
Yeah, if you ever bothered to fucking listen and didn't go, ooh, I forgot I was doing the most important thing in radio. At half an hour before the show. I thought I'd better just send her a little text there. saying, by the way, don't forget you're making Radio Gold this week.
I forgot I was on my way home.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The magic.
Oh. I'm sorry. Yeah. Always looking. You've got to be always looking. Always looking, Joel.
Have you just introduced
Joel,
Joel, to the world?
Joel, learn what? How to say it. Always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking.
If you can say it with a gobble of Tony's cock, that would be great.
I don't think that would be a problem. In fact, I don't think it's that much different.
Oh. Is that because you talk out of your arse?
Me?
Yes.
And are you talking about my tunnel of love, my other one?
Oh, suddenly she's allowed too, is she? Tone, why don't you do Is a Twat?
Okay.
Do you want me to do a drum roll or something?
No, you're all right. I need to be quiet again.
After last week's disappointment of no Is a Twat, we finally had one on the same day as the show came out. And this is for a reason.
Please explain exactly how it works.
Okay, if you have someone to nominate for Is a Twat, you have to email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the twat nomination.
Nothing else will be considered. Yeah, nothing else will be considered. Be quiet.
Don't email Paul.
No, don't email Paul ever.
Actually, you were saying something helpful there.
Don't email Paul, you have to email Tony for Is a Twat, you twat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see?
And she's down again. I'm Tony. Not really. Will she get a word in? I doubt it. Yeah, so.
So, yeah, don't leave your twat nominations on podcast. Don't leave them on MySpace. Email me,
tony@punkyradio.com.
Okay, now.
Or your son.
Last week, a listener called Laura she had a word of the week.
Yeah. Was it Laura that had the word of the week?
That was Laura, yeah. He was.
Sack sandwich.
God fucking hell.
She's good, isn't she?
She's done
fuck
her research.
Me.
Jesus Christ. yes, correct. It was that one. Yeah. And she also, I thought, posted a fucking hell. She posted a comment about me on the MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. Right. And I'm pretty much sure Joe's read that one because she keeps saying it. I don't fuck my mum.
Hey, I didn't say anything.
No, Laura said it last week. No. But having heard me say that, she says, no, it wasn't actually me. It was her friend. And hence this email.
Hang on, what was her friend?
To read it out.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Okay, so this is from Laura from last week. I'd like to nominate my mate Carl Taylor for this week's Is a Twat. And mate is in brackets. Well, right.
Parentheses. No, open brackets, close brackets. No, it's in...
Speech
quotation marks.
Quotation marks.
Joe, is that correct?
Quotation marks.
Okay, Carl Taylor, and he's from Reading, Berkshire.
Aww.
Reason, after listening to your show, I heard that apparently I'd have to comment about Tony on one of your pictures. You know, the really sick one. I was really shocked about this, but a few hours later, I got a message from him saying he had left the message, not me. He seemed really pleased with himself. Don't sound so shocked. She's only 15. 15!
Do you know what, though? I shouldn't really be that shocked, because if he's a bloke, that just means he's a wanker, and he hasn't got a cunt, therefore he's just going to do stupid things like that, isn't he, really?
Turn it
so,
down.
Laurie, you shouldn't be surprised.
Turn it down, Paul.
I just think you were classy.
Turn it down.
I'm going to turn myself down. I'm furious.
So anyway, so she's nominating him because, one, he's sick and twisted, and two, he's a spineless sack sandwich that is too scared to leave a comment under his own name and has to pretend to be other people.
Yeah, and he's a cunt.
Oi.
Sorry.
What we've been trying to do, Joe, over the last few weeks, and we've been having a certain amount of success, we've actually been moving away from the swearing and moving towards the Punky Dictionary.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right, don't worry about it. Cunt.
He's a smack card.
Fucking cunt. Yeah, he's a smack-tard, yeah. That's nicer, yeah.
So, there you go, I want to clear that up. And so, okay. Carl Taylor from Reading, Berkshire is a twat.
I'm sorry, there was music on then, and some people need to keep this. Do it again.
Carl Taylor from Reading, Berkshire is a twat.
And I think it's only fair that you should give that to Joe to read out as well, because they do like it when the guests call them twats on this show.
I can't read. Where does it say it?
Oh, goodness sake. God.
Carl Taylor from Reading in Berkshire is a complete and utter twat. He's a twat, he's a twat, he's a twat.
Well done. That's quite lovely. right then, what have I done there?
Improvisation at the end.
Nice. Right, Tony, say something important, will you, while I do this?
Okay, don't forget you can visit our website, punkyradio.com. You can download the latest show on there. You can subscribe from there if you have iTunes. Please do subscribe. We We're interested to know.
You just ran out of things to say then.
No. We're interested to know how many people subscribe against how many people just listen ad hoc. Maybe we'll do a poll of that in a few weeks' time.
Can I just say as well that you probably know some cunt somewhere that thinks they know everything. So this is the perfect opportunity to check out the Punky Dictionary and get a load of new words and use them on the cunts and show them up, because they'll be thinking, oh, what's that word? What's that word? And they might think that they know, but they don't, because they didn't listen to the podcast. Do you know?
What, like a right Affenschwanz?
Yes.
Nice.
Song three. I'm actually going to turn music off for this. Song three. This is another MySpace triumph. Who have we heard so far? Quiz.
Bridget Handley.
From where?
Australia.
And first?
Disgrace.
Yeah.
Come on!
Yeah, and but I know how to spell Mississippi, though, and you don't.
Yeah.
No, this is true.
What was the song called by Disgrace?
It was called Tunnel of Love.
No,
which means
it was
cunt,
called
it
was
it?
Called Wanda Jackson.
Was it?
For
the
sake.
I think. But he was singing about. But now, they were singing about Tunnel.
But now, some uncategorised metal type affair from Canada.
Cool.
Found on MySpace. This is the Johnsons. Where's my bit of paper? Now, the reason that I picked this out, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I never heard what they sounded like before they sent me this, because I was so captivated by the name of this track that I wanted it for Punky. And so we've got it. This is the Johnsons, if I'm lucky. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. Now, look, some of the other titles on here. Gypsies for Life. Meatbot 3000.
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
Yeah. Tony really likes that one.
Oh, it's easy to slip into that, isn't it?
What, your ass?
Yes.
4001, A Rock Ossody. Oh, 2001, sorry.
Very clever bit of wordplay there.
How about this one for a title? It's Hard to Be Sad When You're Rolling Around on Piles and Piles of Cash.
Nice. Yeah. Poignant.
This is one of my favourite titles, though. People call me the part-time party machine because sometimes I like to party and other times I have to work. But the one that I'm playing...
Oh, you're not playing that one? Aw.
Because I'm playing this one. No, not 250 horsepower, not the Lawn Dart Assassins, not Mohawk, Mo Problems, and not Sanguda Alberta. No, this is Down with Pants! We'll be right back. So that's the Johnsons and Down With Pants. Now, Joe, there's something that you wanted to pick up here.
Well, yeah, because in Britain, pants means knickers, as in what you put straight over your cunt. Yeah.
Yeah. But or alternatively, wife wants a boxers, which you would maybe put over
your cock,
yes,
or your penis.
I'm amazed.
It's
never,
the punkachuette.
I am amazed that she's ever not got a mouthful of cock. The way she attaches herself to anything when she goes cock, nearly swallowed a mic.
I haven't had sex for 3 weeks though.
Oh God! Well, you won't get any help
here.
The
listeners would actually do a Joe cunt count during this whole show.
That would be nice.
How many times did you say cunt?
Feel free.
Anyway, yeah. So but in America and Canada,
yeah,
pants obviously means trousers. So yeah, Down With Pants. But I am quite liking this song. Down With Pants, you might not, unless you listen very carefully to the lyrics, is actually very anti-establishment.
Go on, give us some lyric.
Look down, what do you see? Cunt? No, I just put that word in there. Look down, what do you see? That which keeps you from being free. Clothes created by the man to perpetuate the ideals of America. Never meant to be the fabric of democracy, controlled by the pants that you're wearing. Eternal slavery, government conspiracy, the armour that keeps you in line, the lies, the endless stream of lies. They pull the wool over your thighs. It's very clever.
It's very clever.
It is very clever. You're laughing, Tony, but I am loving the song Down With Pants.
For completely different reasons.
Are you? And the cocks, the cords, the slacks, the cargos, the chinos, the overalls, the capris, it's all the same. As long as you're cuffed, you'll never be free. Down With Pants now!
Down With Pants now!
Woohoo!
Down With Pants now. Down With Pants now.
Yeah.
Tone, then. Right, what's happened here? Now then, Tone.
Yes, mate.
It's time for Poetry Corner.
Okay.
All right. Now,
feature we introduced last week.
This week's Poetry Corner. Actually, Joe, could you put that back in there?
Oh, yes.
And maybe the CD.
like throwing a sausage down a hallway.
It's like throwing a spanner down Hermitage Road. now... There's a good phrase. Always looking. When you're walking down the Hermitage Road, right?
Always
looking. Otherwise, the spanner hits you on the back of the head.
Always looking.
It's aimed at a big lady's front bottom, but could hit you on the... the spanner. Always looking.
You do a very good Dutch accent.
Oh, yeah, I've just been here for 2 days, man. Oh, it's crazy. Clickety-click. Right, Tone. So,
yeah,
we introduced Poetry Corner last week as a direct result of me reading out a poem I wrote myself. We then got a load of poems came through, and I thought, what a wonderful idea. Let's add a bit of culture to Punky and start doing Poetry Corner. And the first one that came in to the feature properly was this one. Now, do you want me to read it out, or do you want to read it out?
Yeah, you can read it out.
I'll read it out. This one came in from Luke. That's right, isn't it? It was Luke.
Puke.
Yeah, it was Luke.
Yeah, no, not Luke. Luke Pig's in our band.
Luke.
Oh, right, he goes, so you punky fucks want some poetry? Well, here's a little story about the time I saw Tony in the street. Enjoy. Ahem. Along a road I walked one day, the sun it shone so bright. I saw something along the way, it gave me such a fright. I stared in disbelief. I was overcome with shock. A man there stood, up to mischief, erected, was his cock. At least I think erect it was. I could not tell at all. The reason for this was because it was very small. I said, hello, you freaky piss mop. What the fuck are you doing? He said, please don't call the cops for this horse I am wooing. Lo and behold, I saw the beast. It reared up to the man. He said, oh, this will be a feast. I'll enter if I can. You sick cunt, I yelled out loud. This is a public location. He didn't care. He seemed quite proud as he committed anal penetration. sir, I said, you've made a mistake. He said, hi, my name is Tony. I said, shut up, that horse is a fake. It is actually a pony. Oh, no, he said, pony, you lied. Now my cock will be sore. This is when the scanning goes a bit. Oh, no, he said, pony, you lied. Now my cock will be sore. I'm filling with rage deep inside. You've really shat in my dildo drawer. They both ran to the left and right in opposite directions. Some girls were there and laughed at the sight of Tony's so-called erection. So that's the end of my rhyme. My brain suffered a fatality. I'll be emotionally scarred for all of time from when I witnessed Tony's public session of bestiality.
Very good, very good.
Well,
I like that.
It took effort.
That needs to be framed.
Oh, no, and then...
Put it on your fridge.
It's left then, open brackets. Also, nothing personal against Tony.
No, not at all.
No hard feelings, but next time, please keep it off the streets. Not bad.
Our listeners are the greatest.
Now, one last bit of paper before we get into our chat, the content.
Oh, right. Yes, okay.
Right, now, this one came through from Daisy.
Okay.
Right, now, Joe, you don't know, but Daisy has been a subject of not only this podcast, but other podcasts as well.
All around the world.
Over the last few weeks. And this email clears it up. All right?
Clears it up.
Hello from sunny, stroke, rainy California. Last week's I'm busy in the cat trying to bury shit in a frozen pond was submitted by my friend Leo. Okay, I've got a word of the week for you. It's shit cake. Yeah, we're not bothered about that. Although, stick your face in a shit cake is quite a good line. Because it's also my boyfriend's 18th birthday. Will you give him a shout-out? His name is Chris. Just a little one. Please? Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday, Chris.
You just made a lot of men unhappy in the Chicago area.
Why? I don't get that.
Yeah, and Joe, quite frankly, you're not going to. You're too old for him. Now,
okay.
Content time. So, Tony, do you want to? Is there anything that you'd like to cover here? Other than Joe's face and cum?
No. I'm all right. I don't think I've done anything these past few days, I'm just saying.
Well, you're clearly not ironed.
No.
Fucking hell.
You've disrespected your Star Wars t-shirt by not ironing it, you fucking cunt.
You've dissed the wars.
You dissed Yoda, man.
You're wrong.
Show Tony.
This one's a Star Wars t-shirt.
Show Tony, I don't even think you even look in the fucking mirror today. Always looking.
Always looking for the iron.
Always looking for the iron. Otherwise, Home Alone style, you come down the stairs, hit you in the face. Claw, clickety click.
You finished. Mate.
I've just been in Amsterdam, right? It was fucking great. Sweatmaster and Slide Shaker are two of the best bands I've ever seen. And one of the other bands on the bill was one of the best bands I've ever seen as well. Hey, Los Args. Spanish garage punk that I wasn't even expecting.
Wow.
It was great. We did drink an awful lot. We did drink an awful lot of beer. Right? And we drank an awful lot of beer, and we also got involved in some beneficial herbs.
Right, okay.
In both smoking and eating form.
Injecting?
No.
God, you were dull.
Oh, no, sorry about that. Right, but it did mean that A, we reached the gig late, B, we missed Lightshaker completely, oh my God, I'm so sorry, and D, when I got to interview the bands afterwards and was led upstairs by the security guard, I tripped up over the first step and he thought I was attacking him, and we nearly had a fight. That was quite bad. he'd have killed me because I was wobbling all over the street like a junk old partner. So I got upstairs to meet the bands and then had this great start for our other show when I said, blah, 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 this is Paul B. Edwards, Monday night, punk and disorderly, now with one of my favourite bands in the world, Slide Shaker. Sorry, Sweatmaster. Fucking hell. Like, straight, I'm going, boys, I'm sorry. But it's all right, because they're two of my favourite bands and they know each other. It was okay.
Oh, that is cool, though.
Right, it was okay. Certain things happened, though, because we had to be always looking.
Always
looking. And our hotel was in the middle of the red light district.
Wicked.
When apparently my wife said I shouldn't be always looking. but I'm just doing what the man said, darling.
It's just window shopping.
I'm just always looking. Yeah. Always looking, never fucking. That's how I remember it. No, the hotel was in a completely top spot. The people we were with, Felix and Charlie, were tremendous fun. And Kerry said, I'm really glad that Felix's fiancée is called Charlie. And I went, why? Not what you expect. She said, because they'll be easy to remember because they're both cats. I went, what?
She went, yeah.
Felix, cat.
Yeah,
and
the
Charlie says, oh, the headphones nearly fell off. What a fantastic place Amsterdam is. Joe, have you been to Amsterdam?
Of course I have.
Of course you have. Shell, that's where you got the big cock in the mouth, yes?
In actual fact, Amsterdam has got more canals and things than Venice. Did you know that?
Yeah, but Birmingham's got more than Amsterdam.
Mm. Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah.
Birmingham's a right shit hole, though. Sorry, yeah. If anyone's listening in Birmingham, I don't like it.
No.
All right, I'm from Birmingham, all right.
I thought Amsterdam was a bit of a shit hole when I went.
Would you like a cup of tea? No, thanks. I'd rather have a cup of coffee. I love that. Don't hit the equipment.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
I thought Tony liked having his equipment hit.
Yeah. Oh. Not by ladies.
Oh, okay.
What?
Can I tell you something?
Hang on, I haven't finished it.
Oh, okay.
All right, I have done. Because I can't really remember a lot about it because...
Because you were fucked.
Yeah, yeah, basically. On the Saturday, we spent the entire day... we somehow managed to get up for breakfast.
No.
Show. Oh, show. We went for breakfast with my friend Felix, the Jewish boy, right? I've completely forgotten about it in the pub the night before. Right? Felix is vegetarian and Jewish.
Really?
So imagine his surprise when he gets a cheese toastie, right? And he eats one and then goes, wow, this cheese is really smoky. Right?
Oh. And went,
mate, you've got a cheese and ham there, Geezer.
Well, you're eating the pig.
Yeah. So that is quite bad on two counts,
yeah,
straight away. So I was actually very upset for him at the time. He's been vegetarian for a long time and Jewish quite a while.
Yeah,
right.
Birth.
I should think so. Yeah, and I don't think you don't normally choose to become Jewish, do you?
I think you can marry into it.
Yeah,
but not if you're a bloke.
He hasn't. No.
No.
I've got some Jewish in me.
Oh, do you want any more? We'll get Felix over. No. Have you?
Well, when I see my boyfriend at the weekends.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I ruin a good joke for you then?
No.
All right, cool. All right. So anyway, we do that, and I felt quite sorry for him because his fiancée was just pissing herself laughing at him.
As any good fiancée would be.
Kerry was pissing herself laughing. And I was going, no, hang on. This is working on a couple of levels here. Yeah. This is like religion and ethical and all that. And he's come on holiday and someone's just fed him a pig. Right, this is quite bad. And felt quite sorry for him until the next morning when he farted in our room. Right, because
really?
We were in a big family room. Show Dutch guys, get the orgy going.
Nice.
Right, we're in the family room, Felix farts. I went, is that you, ham boy? And he went, oh, that's right, you cared about me last night. Now I'm fucking ham boy. We went down for breakfast. It's €4 for breakfast, as in the full English.
What is that? What, about £3.50 or something? What?
Yours about 60p, no, isn't it?
Is it what? Is it more? What? 60p.
No, it's about £2.50. It's about $90.
Did you just say?
I said euro is about 60p.
Oh, I thought it said that's £6.
No.
Sorry.
Well, thank you both for buttoning there. No, so we go down. Now, you get a free breakfast, which is, sure, it's the eggs and the bacon, traditional, yeah? Mm. Right? Or you can have the full English for €4.
Yeah.
I want the full English.
Of course. Mm.
Of course. Felix asks for the full English without meat because he's vegetarian.
What does that leave you with?
An egg.
He got a fried egg and a bit of salad.
Oh, right. That's wrong,
full
isn't it?
English.
So, so they said, actually, let's just have the normal. It cuts into the egg. Sure, there's a lot of bacon in it. Fucking hell, what are they trying to do to me? Look, let's play the last one and have a chat at the end. Is that all right? Because we're already on record time here.
Yeah.
Right, this one, I've saved this one especially for you, Tony. This is from a band called The Flesh Happening. And the reason that I'm playing this week is because they know Felix.
All right.
They're a band from Brighton.
Right.
Can you guess what it is yet?
I'm getting there, yeah.
Scared the wits out of me, mum and dad. Right. oh, yeah, I can do Dutch. so, this is a band called The Flesh Happening. They're from Brighton. They know Felix, and Felix's band are called the Hazel Turnock Big Band.
Right.
And it's our friend Hazel and Felix. Right. And I'm going to try and get them on our MySpace this week because up and coming new band, loving them. But they're mates with The Flesh Happening. I saw the Flesh Happening added us as a friend, and I went, oh, on MySpace. And I said, oh, fucking hell, this band are mental. I'm getting some of this. So this is from an EP that, well, I think these songs might be on their MySpace page. You can find out more about them at thefleshhappening.com, thefleshhappening.com. But this is called Anal Joy.
Tony, you will really like this song.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's quite harsh.
Bastards.
Tony likes it harsh.
Thank you. You know me too well.
Is there anything else you want to say, Jen?
No, I just want you to turn the volume up so I can listen to the fucking song. But I can't listen.
Fair enough.
If she was in black leather, I'd be loving her.
Ain't no joy.
Be quiet, Tony.
Fucking
This is The Flesh Happening and Anal Joy.
Bracket fist.
Is that your... Oh, open brackets, fist, yeah.
We think.
We're hoping. You are.
Hey. Hey. In a cabin. Oh, it's almost the end of another punky.
Almost.
And I've had a nice time. Have you had a nice time?
I need a poo now, actually.
You need a poo now, yeah?
It's been a different show this
it's
week.
It's been slightly different than normal.
Working with you two has made my bowels go into overdrive.
Bless you.
Hey.
Aim to please.
Mine's one-way traffic, but Tony, I think you can drive in and out at will.
I think so.
Yeah.
We have to listen to Anal, whatever it was, though, aren't we?
Joy.
Maybe that's
why I need a poo. The Flesh Happening.
No.
It's quite satisfying having a shit, though.
No. Yeah. Entry.
Joe.
Yeah.
Right. What did you say? Just what you said, what's the word? Well, you haven't had a word of the week, though.
Yeah.
What is it?
Always looking.
Always looking, that's right. As you walk down the street and you go, like, if something takes you by surprise and you maybe just go, gooper, gooper, the only thing you have to really remember is always looking.
But you have to always point with looking. Two fingers to your eyes when you're saying it.
Basically, yeah. You have to tell the French to give it some, English style, and then point the fingers towards the eyes slowly. Always looking.
Your forefinger and your middle finger towards two eyes. Always looking.
Always looking, that's right, yeah. You've got to be careful across the roads in Holland. Always looking, because you know what? As well as the few tourists there are that are maybe walking around the fair city, and they might have tried some space cake for the first time and got themselves in a bit of trouble. But no, they're not the people you have to worry about. The people you have to worry about, show right, it's the Amsterdam locals. They're all off their fucking tits. All right, then, Tony. So, listen, make sure that you vote for us, podcastally.com. Actually, I always say, just go to punkyradio.com.
Yeah.
All the information you need about the show and how to get involved in the show is there, including Podcast Alley, MySpace, Is a Twat, the Punky Dictionary, and we'll have a poll, won't we, this week?
Yes.
Which is, should Joe be allowed on the show again?
Ever again.
Ever.
Yeah.
Now, make sure you don't rig it this time so it says yes on the dot.
As if I would.
Make people have to change it.
Oh, because I've said the word cunt load, so I should come back on.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. No, of that, course, yeah.
That's all it needs to happen.
I'd completely forgotten that was a secret to quality radio broadcasting.
Right, rate high on the cuntometer. Brilliant.
Fucking hell, yeah. You're the John Noakes of cunt.
All right. Cunts.
That Peter Duncan's a good diver. Shut up.
Yes. She just got it at the end of the fucking show.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Lady, lady, lady. Show voices go rock your world. Let her rap testic is your girl. Show voices go rock your face. Put your lady fingers in your lady place.
Hey, ma'am. I am on cocaine.
He put a roach trap down his ear.
I asked you a question, prick. Read that letter, Grizzly, I read that letter.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat your brains. I'm gonna pull your eyeballs out and stab them with toothpicks and serve them to my pet dogs.
Do you want later I test it to stop podcasting?
Two blowfish is in the same room.
He put on the pedal on the metal so fast my wig fell off. But I think I can have my entire brain removed. And my fingers and toes will be able to move just fine.
Show voices go rock your world. Later rap testing is your girl. Show voices go rock your face. Put your lady fingers in your lady place.
Get out!
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.